Thank you. Okay, Simon Yud Zion, Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Uba Yud Sifin, 10 Sifin, yeah? Hascholos Man Kriyas Shema Shashachas Ukamai Zman Tefillin. It's the same thing as the Zman of Tefillin. Vedimshach Zmana Ad Reviyas Hayoim, and the Zman stretches until a quarter of the day. Right, Bain Shahayev, that's 3 hours into the day, right? Because it's 12 hours in a day, 3 hours. Right? That's Reviya Sayyam. Bain Shahayem, Aruch Bain Shah Katsur, whether the day is long, whether the day is short. Which means what we call Shah's Manius, meaning a day is not 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of night. What we do is we take the daylight, split it, divide it by 12, and that's an hour. So in the winter, like right about now, a halachic hour is around 48 minutes. In the summer, a halachic hour is about 1 hour and 12 minutes, right? And then v'nechshav. So, and then when do you consider day? From dawn till nightfall, or from sunrise to sunset? So that's a big machloikus. That's one of the biggest machloikus in Klal Yisrael, right? The Gra held that we calculate from sunrise to sunset, and the Magen Avraham calculates from dawn until Seis, until nightfall, which means that the Magen Avraham's hours are much longer than the Gra's hours. But his day starts from Alois. So that's why the Magen Avraham's man is always earlier than the Gra's man. I hope I'm being clear with this. The Magen Avraham's man is always earlier because, let's say nowadays, so Nets, I don't know what time Nets is in New York. Let's say Nets would be 6:30. So according to the Gra, 3 hours into the day would be, let's say, 9:30. Let's assume it's a 12-hour day. So according to the Gra, you have to read Kriya Shema again. If Netz is at 6:30, according to the Gra, you have to read Kriya Shema by 9:30. According to the Magen Avraham, you don't start the count from 6:30. You start the count from 5:18, right? That's when dawn is, right? So 3 hours from 5:18 would be 8:18, way, way earlier than the Gra. Only thing is, the Magen Avraham calculates the day from dawn until nightfall, so his hours are longer. So that's basically why Magen Avraham's man is earlier than Gra. And interestingly, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Magen Avraham. He goes with the Magen Avraham. The Litvish, for the most part, as far as I understand, go with the Gra. We try and be machmir for the Magen Avraham, but ultimately we go with the Gra. The real most choicest is to read it Vasikim. Now, what does Vasikim mean? People think Vasikim means early. Vasikim does not mean early. Vasikim means, I don't know, mine, I have it in brackets. A Vasikim means somebody who loves mitzvahs. So that ultimate, somebody who loves mitzvahs wants to start off the day with the proper time. So that's Shema and Shemaneser. That they give mechavan to read it a little bit before Netzachama. They should yisayim kriya shema ubrachasa. So they give yisayim kriya shema and ubrachas ima Netzachama. Yismach lo atvila, and then you daven. Right? Umisha yuchel lecham and lasses kain schorei meruba ma'od. That's a very strong lashon. If you're able to daven Netz, then you get a lot of schar. You have to be very careful. At the minimum, you have to be very careful. You got to make sure that you don't push it off later than one third of the day. Especially in the summer, when the days are very long, meaning the days start very early. Because again, he's a Magen Avraham. He goes with the Magen Avraham. He's always an earlier man. He says, sometimes you could have this man. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. 7 hours. Zibinur, 7 hours. In Eretz Yisrael now, Magen Avraham's man is 8 a.m. Right? And a lot of the yeshivas try to be makban on the Magen Avraham, so they start Shabbos davening. In Mir Yeshiva, I think Shabbos davening starts before 7 a.m. on Shabbos. But Kamakam b'di'evet im avar hazman, b'di'evet if this man passes, mutal likras kriya shema im pirchaseh, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema with the brachas ad shlish hayayim until a third of the day, which is mantfila, which is 4 hours into the day. Aval achas shlish hayayim, but after that, asur loymer abrachas, it is asur to say brachas Kriya Shema eloymer Kriya Shema levad afilu kol hayayim. Then you could say it even the whole day. You hear what he's saying? The kitzur's paskening. If you miss Matan Tefillah, you are not allowed to say Birchas Kriyas Shema. It's a bracha levatala. The Maisa, we paskin that you're allowed to say Birchas Kriyas Shema until Chatzos. Yeshem, the Gama brachas, Yachal Leimer, Kol HaYom, Adam Sarayot. He brings it himself. Yeshem, that you could say the brachas all day. But I don't think we go with that either, because that means the whole day past Chatzos. So that I don't think one should do. Base. But the liquor is Kriya Shema Ben Yashe Ben Ami. You're allowed to say Kriya Shema whether you're sitting, whether you're standing. But if you were sitting, also lahachmer v'lamad, you can't say, "Oh, I'm going to stand up for Kriya Shema." No, you have to sit. Aval also liquor is kishu shaychev kvar. It's also to read it when you're laying down. But if you're already laying down, then yates atzmei al tzidai, lean yourself onto the side, mamish, like straight onto the side, v'yikra, and then read it. And if you're a chaylev, a kasha like lishka v'altzidoi mamish, it's very hard for you to lay on your left side, on your side. I'm sorry, then you have to at least lean a little bit, right? The chayyav this is talking about in the morning. At night, it's more makel.
Why
There's a problem.
why does the side make a difference as opposed to laying on your back?
Because it's more respectful. So at least you're showing some sort of effort to lay on your back and read Kriya Shema. I think that's a pshat. To lay on your back and read Kriya Shema is like, what do you think you are?
Yeah, but some people sleep on their side.
Yes, but really halachically, you're supposed to sleep on the side. Yeah, that's true. You're not supposed to sleep on your back. That's a different. We'll get to that. Okay, Gimel. Kaidem Shiyasel, before you start Kriya Shema, you chaven lotis mitzvahs Kriya Shema. You should have kavana to read Kriya Shema Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem commanded us to read Kriya Shema. Va'amrei Shema Yisrael, when you say Shema Yisrael, you chaven es apirish, that you chaven what it means, which is Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, ki Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu, Hashem is our God. Hu Hashem Echad Yachid U'Meyuchad. He is the one and is a Yachid U'Meyuchad v'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. He's the only one that controls heavens and the earth. That's what we're supposed to have in mind when we say Shema. V'yarech b'ches shel echad, like echad, k'deish yamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim u'v'aretz. You want to say echad, so that you want to say it long enough to have in your head that, oh, it's for Shemayim and in the Aretz. U'badalid, yarech k'tzas, gamkin, you're also supposed to extend the dalid. Now, why? Shir sh'yashav HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachad b'alamai, u'mayshal ba'ar baruch ha'soylem. You're supposed to think, when you're saying echad, because it's saying Hashem is one, so we're supposed to think in our head that he's the only one in the world, and he rules on the four, in all like north, south, east, and west. But how do you dalit is not a echad you could do, the ches you could do. How do you lengthen a dalit? Duh, because if you do duh, it's gonna then you're changing the word, which he's gonna say. V'lo yarech yosem mishir zeh, you should not lengthen any more than that. That you should not mess up even one word. That you're marking it a little bit. Because there are some people that mess it up. Right, which is no good. That's also no good. It's better if you're not sure how to do it, which I don't have any idea to do it. If you're not
I was
sure,
just gonna
better.
ask, how would you do
Yeah,
it?
I mean, basically, you do echo, echo, echod.
You're stretching out the ch, not the duh.
Right. So you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to do the ch and the duh, right?
Yeah, so how do you do the duh without going duh?
Right. So that's a problem. So then, don't do it. I don't
Better
do
not
it.
to do it.
There are some that say that they're being marach the cha and long enough that it covers the dalet too, something like that. But he
I
says,
remember in
"Lulish."
Eretz Yisrael, we had a shiur with somebody said in Panovich, the way they were taught was you just enunciate echad like a normal person.
Right, that's what it's saying right here. Umutav, right, very good. Umutav shaloi laharach milaharach. Better don't go at length than to be go at length and bust it up. Now you can learn as Shema Yisrael b'kol rom la'ira kavon. You're supposed to say Shema loud, because that makes you have more kavon. Masimin yad yumin alaynayim. Put your right hand on your eyes. And then after you say echad, you wait a little bit and then say Baruch Shem Kvod Machsoy L'Olam Ve'ed belachash in a whisper. Chutz miYom Kippurim except for Yom Kippur. U'tzirin l'chaven boi gam kein pirush amilus. You also have to know what you're saying. Dalit shoya ma'at. You wait a little bit. Va'imer v'hafta. V'goimer and then you finish v'hafta. V'chein bein parsha zu l'parshas vayim shemaya yafsik ma'at. There's always has to be a little bit of break in between each one. V'chein kaidem v'yoymer yafsik ma'at. Yichamer parshas v'yoymer and you have kavon in the parshas v'yoymer l'kayim mitzvah asay sechiras yitzias mitzrayim. You have to remember that by v'yoymer we're supposed to have in mind that there's a mitzvah to mention mitzrayim at during the day and at night. Hey, tzaruch l'kris kishma v'tiktuk gadol. You have to do it with tiktuk gadol, meaning you have to make sure you know how to read the words properly. From a siddur that's meduyuk very well. The yashmiya, the aznav, you have to make it. You have to let your ears hear mashu mighty mipiv, what you take out from your mouth. The yashkiach, meaning what comes out of your mouth, it should be read loud enough that you could hear it. The yashkiach shelo yarma dogush b'makim rafa, I rafa makim dogush. You shouldn't emphasize words that you're not supposed to, and de-emphasize. I don't know if that's a word. When you're supposed to emphasize, right? Like it's uk shartum, not ukish shartum, I think. I don't even remember. I'm saying what is something like that, so you have to know. Anytime you have a line in the siddur, you have to make sure you stop. Right? Anytime you have two letters, the last letter in the word is the same as the first letter of the next word, so you could do it as a run-on, right? Or if the last letter is a mem and the first letter is an aleph, so then it could sound like the whole thing is straight. And meaning it's one big word. You have to do that too. You have to make sure you do the ayin of nishba. So that's why sometimes if you go, you hear nishba. Or nishban, all sorts of strange noises coming out of people's mouths. Shalaye nishma kilu amar nishba behei. The reason why they're doing that is because you say nishban, it's a hey, so it sounds like captured, right? V'chein b'zayin shal tizkiru, right? V'shal zechartem yedakdekatem. Should be from those. Should be make sure you say them as a zayin, not as a sin. Shalaye nishma kilu amar b'sin. As if it's reading it with a sin. And again, Kriya Shema, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so then we have to make sure we read it clearly. Hakara Kriya Shema, lo yirmas beinav, when you're reading Kriya Shema, don't mess with your eyes. Lo yikrat besvasav, and don't you know, make sounds with your mouth. Lo yirah besvasav, don't look at your fingers. Ach l'tzarech mitzvah, mutar lirmas b'parsha shniya, but for the tzarech mitzvah, when you're in Bahaya, that's the second parsha, then you are allowed to make with your eyes. Right, meaning if somebody needs something with you, so if it's during after, you have to ignore them. But once you hit the Vahaya and it's something important, then you're allowed to say. You're allowed not say, you're allowed to signal. Zayin Kaidim Kriya Shema Kishamir Bahavienu Bechula. When you start with Bahavienu, Bahavienu Lashalam Yarba Kamfais Ora, it's Naitala Satsitsis Biyada. So there's a whole order over here. You take the tzitzis in your hand, Va'oichsan. B'shas Kriya Shema b'yad smol. During Kriya Shema, you hold them in your left hand. Bein kmitza lezeres, between the kmitza, which is this hand, I think we call the ring finger, and the pinky. Keneged liboy, and hold it opposite your heart. U'b'shemegiyah l'vayoymer, she parshat tzitzis. Then once you get to vayoymer, which is parshat tzitzis, oichsan gam b'yamino, then you hold it in your left and right hand. U'b'shemegiyah u're'isam oisai, and then when you say u're'isam oisai, referring to the tzitzis, noisan alei nayim. You put the tzitzis on your eyes, mistakel behem, and you stare at them, v'noishkon, and then you kiss them. V'noyeg and shebuchol pam shoyim retevas tzitzis, noishkon. Anytime you say the word tzitzis, you kiss them, v'oichsan, and you hold on to them, ad v'nechemodim la'ad, which is halfway through v'yatziv. Shoz noishkon, then you kiss them, v'nichem b'yodim, and leave them from your hands. Now, if you go to yeshivas, you'll see a lot of Rosh Yeshivas don't do this. They don't even gather the tzitzis. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it seems like Minhag Yeshivas is not to do this.
So, and what about covering your eyes when you say Shema, which you mentioned before? A lot of Yeshivas don't.
I don't know, because he brings in the footnote here that some say you don't have to. But yeah, there's different minhagim in yeshivas. Now, for those tuning in late, tomorrow night I'll be traveling, so I will not be able to have shir. So we're gonna go to the end. So then we'll make up the rest Be'ez Hashem Tuesday. Ches be'omrei ani Hashem lekechem. When you say ani Hashem lekechem, you remember miyad gam tevas emes. You have to say the word emes too, shaloi lahafsik b'neim, because you're not masik between them. As we know, the parsha of Shema of Vayomer ends with ani Hashem lekechem. It doesn't end with ani Hashem lekechem emes. Emes is the part of the next chapter, next paragraph. V'gam shliyotzibur oimer kein b'chayzav oimer Hashem lekechem emes. Right? V'yichavin kol echad l'shmaya shalosh tevas elam yipish liyotzibur. Everybody should have kavana to hear this on the shliyotzibur. Ki be'elu shalosh tevas nishnu ramach tevas b'kriya Shema. That will get us to 248 tevas in kriya Shema. K'neged ramach evarim shabadam. Opposite the 248 evarim that are in a person. Maschil and echad. Acharkach v'yatziv, and then you start v'yatziv. I will also learn me'oida pam emes, but you're not supposed to say emes twice. You're supposed to say emes and then v'yatziv. V'mishem espal v'yichidus, and somebody who's davening alone, yomer koidem kriyas shema kel melech nemon lahash l'b'sholosh tevasei l'minyin ramach. So the only time you're supposed to say kel melech nemon is when you're saying the entire kriyas shema and you're saying it alone. Otherwise, you should not be saying kel melech nemon. The question always becomes is if you're not up to the minyan and you're davening yourself. So should you say Kel Melech Nemon or not? Even though in the minyan that you're in and you were there, you heard him say Hashem Elokei Chemem, you just weren't up to Shema. So I'm not sure. Test. If Hifzik Be'emtza Kriya Shema, if you stop the middle of Kriya Shema, Dainu Mit Shema Yisrael Ad Al Ha'aretz, from Shema Yisrael until Al Aretz, which is the right before Vayomer, Machmas Einis, Shayim Muchruch Lahavsik. Let's say you had an Einis, you had to go to the bathroom. Kigoyin Shayim Tzarech, Lotzis Lasis Tzrochav, you had to go to the bathroom to do your needs. Oishin Nimtzis Tzoya Babayis, or all of a sudden you realize that there was some smell in the house. Im Shom Meshech Zman, if you waited a long enough time, Shayim Yochel Loima Kol Kriyashma, meaning, let's say you went to the bathroom. So by the time you got up, stopped reading Shema, went to the bathroom and came back, that was enough time that you could have waited for the whole Shema. Tzarech lachzer l'tchilas kriya Shema, so then you'd have to go back and read kriya Shema again. And same thing in Birchas kriya Shema and Shema Esrei, and that's if it's an oinus. Right? Fine. Yud. That's ask a shayla before you do that because it's complicated. Exactly what's an oinus, what's not an oinus. Yud kara kriya shema v'nichnas basic knesset. Somebody read kriya shema already, and he goes into a shul. Umatz a tibur shekayin kriya shema, and the tibur is reading kriya shema. This happens a lot when you walk into a minyan and you're trying to see what they're up to. And they're up to shema, etc. Tzarech lukrei simam kol kriya shema. You have to read with them the entire kriya shema. Which is many don't paskin like that, and many hold that you just have to read Shema and Baruch Shem. Shalei Yirak, you want to? Why do you have to read Shema? Then Shalei Yirak, you ain't a right to the Kabbal, O Machu Shemaim im Chaveru. Because if you don't read Kriya Shema, then it seems like you have all this whole crew saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and you're not doing it with them. So it looks like, one second, I don't agree that Hashem is the one. And you'll get schar, the Kabbal schar, Kikare b'Torah. You'll get schar as if you're reading the Torah. If you're in the Beis HaKnesses and they're saying Tachnunim or Psukim, that places that it's mutter to be mafsik, and let's say you're in a place where you can't answer, so then that we discussed yesterday. But bottom line is the Tzibur is up to Tachnun, you have to also say Tachnun with them. That's what he's saying. Or if they're saying Shira Malas, those type of things, you have to say it with them. But let's say you didn't read Kriya Shema yet, and you walked into Shul and they're reading Kriya Shema. So the problem is if you have in mind to be Yaitzen, so now you Yaitzen Kriya Shema without the brachas, right? Which you don't want to do. So if you didn't yet read Kriya Shema, then you should also read it. But having in your head, that you're not going to be yaitza yechiv k'deisha yikra achakach ima bracha, so that you read it afterwards with the brachas. Basically, what you do, and this is the same thing you do if you wake up late, and you're not sure if you're going to miss the Zman, so you say Kriya Shema, but you have in your head with a Tanai. If I need to read Kriya Shema now, so then I'm Yotze. If I'm not, if I'm gonna make a minion that's gonna die in Bizman, it's my Kriya Shema, then I'm gonna be Yotze with them. And other things that the Tzibur says, meaning that Tzila David means Ashrei, and Aleinu, you have to also say with the Tzibur. Same thing with piyutim, like in Yom Narayim. If they're saying piyutim, you gotta say along with them. So we see the importance of doing things with the tzibur and not being pirish from the tzibur. Okay, so tomorrow is an off night. I apologize about that, and we'll catch up on Tuesday, Bezos Hashem. All right, have a good night.